The Prague Symphony Orchestra, one of the Czech Republic's finest ensembles, is currently touring Japan on what is already their 12th visit to that country. Their tour started last week in Morioka, in the north of the country, and the orchestra has now performed 4 concerts of an overall 13 scheduled. Ruth Frankova has the story.
Well, I'm now in Tokyo, and we already were in, they call it, local cities, like Morioka, Aomori, or Yamagata, which are usually the capital of the prefectures. And in general, the Japanese, they have very nice concert hall for sometimes more than 2,000 people. And all these concerts were full, they were sold out, and we were accepted very well with big applause, finally.
So what exactly was on the program of those concerts that you have already performed?
We are always asked to play Dvořák's Ninth Symphony and Vltava by Smetana, which is, I think, the most favorite Czech music here in Japan, and they love it. So in all cities, we perform these pieces, and then we have some concertos like Rachmaninoff or Chopin.
Which of the concerts has made the biggest impression on you so far?
So far, the big impression was in Tokyo Suntory Hall, which is the most famous hall in Japan, and I think one of the most famous in the world as well. And it is famous in terms of acoustic, and there were more than 2,000 people, and well, we have a long concert, 2 encores by the pianist Vadim Kolodienko and 2 encores by our orchestra. So we spent there more than 2.5 hours in the hall, and it was really great.
Have you also engaged some local musicians to play with you, some Japanese musicians?
Yes, we are going to perform with the pianist Fujiko Heming, or cellist Dai Miyata, or the violinist Keisuke Okazaki. So, yes, we are going to have concerts with the local Japanese artists.
So what are the upcoming events on your program?
The upcoming concerts will be in Osaka, Nagoya, and Hiroshima or Fukuoka, just to name a few big and famous cities here.
And finally, this is already the 12th tour of the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, and many of the orchestra's members have visited Japan repeatedly. Do they look forward to returning to Japan, and how do they actually spend their free time?
Yeah, we always like to come back to Japan, and if we have 3 days, we would like to have a rest or visit some sites like the shrines and temples or gardens, which are very special and sometimes also extremely nice here in